We all know as Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah that Iman increases and decreases. And Iman consists of three things, and it has to be all three together for me and you to be a mu'min. It has to be said with the tongue, believed in the heart, and proven in action. I cannot just say La ilaha illallah, and I believe La ilaha illallah, but I do not pray, I do not fast, I don't do anything. I cannot pray and fast, and I believe, and I did not say the Shahada. This is what happened with Abu Talib, right? And so the point is, all three together consists Iman. And the difference between the people, if you look at the hadith of Muslim, Mu'min, Muhsin, the difference between the Muslim and the Mu'min and the Muhsin is their level of Iman that made them get elevated to that next level. Similarly, in Jannah, the Muqarrabun, the difference from the Ashab al-Yameen, different from Ashab al-Shimal, because of the level of the Iman. Because of their level of Iman. Now, one of the primary reasons why Iman increases and decreases is challenges and hardships that we go through in our daily life. They affect our Iman a lot. How can we rejuvenate, revive our Iman when it goes down? Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said something profound. He said, "Min fiqh al-mu'min," from the wisdom of a believer, to notice that his Iman is low or high. So when I know and I notice, and many times people come to me and say, "Sheikh, my Iman is like very weak." So how can we revive that Iman? And that will lead us to the dua of today. Number one, one of the best ways to increase and rejuvenate the Iman is to reestablish the connection with the Quran. Ya akhwan, the Quran is the word of Allah Azza wa Jal, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like our scholars said, if you want Allah to talk to you, read the Quran. If you want to talk to Allah, make dua. So Allah is talking to me. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Yes, ya Allah, order me. Orders in the Quran for every single person. There's a khitab for the kuffar, for the munafiqeen, for the believers, for the mankind, for everybody. So you open the Quran and you see where do you fit. When we increase the relationship with the Quran, definitely with the help of Allah, the Iman will increase. Second, giving in charity. Giving in charity increases Iman. And especially, listen carefully, especially if it is given hand in hand. Wallahi, the feeling when you give somebody a charity and you see the smile on their face and you see the hand rising and making dua for you, it's completely different than going online and pressing a button. When we give it live, you immediately feel something in your heart that subhanAllah, your Iman increases. Third, surrounding ourselves with righteous people definitely will increase our Iman. When you are surrounded by brothers, let's go for Isha, let's go for Fajr, there's a lecture here, there's a talk there. SubhanAllah, naturally your Iman will increase. Just like we said before, you bring a bottle of water, it's liquid. You put it in the freezer, it freezes. Why? Because everything around it is cold. The environment has a major effect. The environment has a major effect on us and on our children. Fourth, which will lead us to the dua. I mentioned this statement before and I repeat it again. There's no one who has a hardship and he or she wants that hardship to be resolved and they do not perform tahajjud. That means they are not serious about solving their problem. I am going through so much hardship. And I heard my Habibi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say that Allah descends to the first heaven at the last third of the night. And Allah, the Ghani, the one who can do anything, is asking at that time, what do you want so I can give you? And I'm going through so much and I'm snoring. How serious could we be? How serious could you be? It's impossible. Allah is asking, if we say that there's a very rich, influential man at 4 a.m. coming to the masjid, and any problem you have, he will solve it. We will be here from now. Maybe the car did not start in the morning. Let me stay from now. But when we say Allah is descending in a way that befits His majesty and asking, what do you want so I can give you? What do you want? هَلْ مِن سَائِلٍ فَأُعْطِيَهُ Anyone is asking anything so I can give him. And I'm sleeping. How serious could you be? So when we get up and we are going through that crisis of iman, and this is where comes the dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ لَيَخْلَقْ فِي جَوْفِ أَحَدِكُمْ كَمَا يَخْلَقِ الثَّوْبِ Iman wears out in your heart just like your clothes wear out. فَادْعُوا اللَّهَ أَن يُجَدِّدِ الْإِيمَانَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ So ask Allah, and here's where the dua, to revive the iman in your heart. So what is the dua for tonight? Four-word dua, subhanAllah. Allahumma jaddid al-iman fi qalbi. Allahumma jaddid al-iman fi, five words, fi qalbi. Ya Allah, jaddid from jadid, new. Revive, renew, rejuvenate the iman in my heart. This is what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, that the iman failed, the iman fades. So in order for me, so our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it fades. So that means it does fade. And we all went through this. So ya Rasulullah, what should I do? He said, ask Allah to revive it. So subhanAllah, ya akhwan, the dua is very easy. Allahumma jaddid al-iman fi qalbi. Let's do it all together, inshallah. Allahumma jaddid al-iman fi qalbi. Alhamdulillah.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما